Hello and welcome to the second audio of Calling Heaven, Talk to Your Loved Ones on the Other Side. Since you're here, you are ready to connect to that someone you want to communicate with in the non-physical. We'll assume that you have listened to the first audio, but if you haven't, then please go back and listen to it for the initial information provided and then come back here. If you have already or are listening to this more than once, then let's begin the exercise. So go ahead and close your eyes and get into a comfortable position. You may sit or lie down, whichever allows you to feel open and receptive and be fully relaxed. Begin by taking a deep breath in through your nose, and while doing so, feel your heart area opening up and all of your energy field becoming receptive to what you are about to experience. Then exhale through your mouth, blowing out any heavy or constrictive energy you may be feeling. Again, inhale openness and receptivity, and exhale stress, heaviness, and limitation. One more time, inhale openness and receptivity, and exhale the heaviness, stress, and limitation. Now bring the person you want to connect and communicate with to mind. If you remember what they look like, see them in your mind's eye for just a moment. If you are not able to remember what they look like, or possibly never really saw them in the physical, then just hold their name in your mind for a moment. This is a tuning process that allows you to begin to call to them. Now imagine a tunnel in front of you. You can see a bright light emanating from the far end of the tunnel. Begin walking into the tunnel and continue toward the light until you see a figure standing in it. Keep moving forward until you can clearly see the person standing there. It will be the person you tuned into. A quick side note though, if you weren't clear on the one person you wanted to connect with, you may find that someone different shows up. Like any call you make, someone else may answer before you actually speak to the person you intended to communicate with. If that happens, and you do not really want to communicate with the person who showed up, let them know you want to speak to the person you intended and wait a moment for them to appear. This call isn't about just allowing whoever wants to come through, as mediums and channels can allow this to happen. It is about you connecting with the specific person you desire to communicate with, so you do not have to accept anyone else who may show up. We won't be anticipating this happening in general, but it is possible, as all things are. Now the person you tuned into to communicate with is standing in front of you. Take a moment to look at them. Really have a look at them. Notice their expression and what they're wearing. Are they showing up as you remember them, or are they presenting themselves in a different way? It is possible that your grandparent, for example, may show up as younger and in a healthier state than you last remember them. They can show up however they feel like they want to present themselves to you, and it may be slightly different than you were anticipating, or they may show up exactly as you remember them. There are no defined or mandatory guidelines to this. It is all just for you and can be whatever, so just allow yourself to experience what is happening right now. Greet this person by saying hello or however you normally greet someone. Be friendly as if they are really standing in front of you and are here to converse with you. There are no limitations to this experience. What are they saying back to you? They may be silent to begin with, or they may start talking right away. If it feels right to you, take their hand or hug them. And remember to ask if it's okay that you do so. Allow yourself to really feel them embracing and touching you. You can stay here as long as you want. Take a moment to experience this connection. You may desire to continue touching or hugging them as you talk to them. This is your call. So if you want to sit with them on a bench or a sofa, you can, or you can just stand there and talk. Start asking them questions, and in between the questions, remember to allow them time to answer. Give them a bit of space for a response. You may not receive a response or possibly just not hear it at first. Just allow yourself to listen when you offer them the space to respond. They don't generally ask the questions, but are happy to respond to your inquiries. You can ask whatever you want. Imagine you are really conversing with them as you had when they were alive, or how you'd normally talk to people, and speak to them that way. You do not have to act any different than you normally do to have this conversation. You can ask for advice, guidance, help, or really anything. Do recognize, though, that they are going to know pretty much what they did while they were in the physical, just with an expanded view of things now. They will be more at peace and have let go of the judgments and perceptions of human life. But they are not going to necessarily know who your future spouse will be or what the winning lottery numbers are. Treat the conversation as one you would have had with them while they were alive, knowing that they will have more loving and compassionate views than they did before. This can be a great experience if you had a challenging relationship with a person while they were alive. You can actually sort some of that out now that they are in the non-physical. Don't be concerned, embarrassed, or feel guilty for asking them any question you want to. If you want to know the answer, then ask. However, if you don't necessarily want to have an answer to a question, then you probably do not want to ask it. We'll take about 5 minutes for you to ask your questions and converse with this person. There will be silence during this time so that you can hear what they are saying to you. If you want more time, then just hit pause when I come back on and restart when you're ready. Go ahead and begin. Okay, finish up your last question and response. It is time to end the conversation for now. Let them know it is time for you to go, and if you want to, let them know you would like to come back to speak with them again if you intend to do so. If it feels appropriate again, hug them or make contact in a physical type of way as a goodbye. Now begin taking steps away, but remain looking at them as you do so. You will be backing away from them and moving down the tunnel. When they become just a figure in the light again, go ahead and turn around and finish walking the few feet to the end of the tunnel. Standing at the end of the tunnel, take a moment to allow this experience to be integrated into your energy so that you can remember what occurred. Once you've done this, take 3 more deep breaths in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. These breaths are just for bringing you back into your body, so you are not releasing anything on the exhale. Go ahead and take those breaths. Allow yourself to feel your body and your feet touching the floor or your back on the object you are lying on. Now you can open your eyes. When you feel fully present again, go ahead and journal your experience. Remember to include what you saw, felt, heard, said, and anything you want to remember from the experience because it is fresh in your memory. As you do this more and with different people, you will enjoy looking back at each experience, what they were like, and how your ability to receive clearer and more detailed information evolves. I hope you enjoyed this process and will continue to use it. Until you get more confident doing it on your own, please use this recording. Ultimately, it will become second nature to you, just like using your regular phone to call anyone you want to connect with. You can do it as often as you'd like, either visiting with the same people or choosing to speak to someone new each time. Again, it is up to you and what it is that you want to receive from the experience. Thank you for connecting with me on this journey. This is Tammy Braswell, and I'm sending much love to you.